Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you recording?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you drinking that White Claw?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where's your goggles?
They're on the table.
Didn't you say,
I'm going to wear them.
Mom, how dirty are my white shorts going to be from sitting on this couch? Whew.
Dirty.
Pretty dirty. Cool. Can't wait.
I have a very large head, so I'm going to need the goggles with like the most strap.
Do you want me to get you some more strap?
Oh, I don't know.
You guys, Gina just got here. We're in St. George, Utah. We're in my hometown. Now really my hometown for many reasons.
My hair is actually
okay. First of all,
my hair is actually stuck inside of the goggle,
dude. If you are not,
I can't even open one of my eyes.
I know. If you're only listening and you're not watching this episode,
you're really missing out.
I urge you to at some point, you listen to the whole episode, or whatever, but like at some point, go and go and watch the YouTube video because Gina has got. Way too small goggles.
I literally only have one eye half
She's
open
wearing
right now.
Swimming goggles.
Hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina. I just said that so fast.
Are you laughing at me?
Hey, wait, whoa. Watch the weave.
Oh yeah. I can pop my hair right out.
Hey, also, this is a great time for us to apologize to you for why you're getting this episode way later than you normally do. I was in Florida. Gina was in California. It was very difficult to find a good time for us to Zoom and do our podcast.
With our time change and our schedules.
Yep. And honestly, so many real excuses, but all we can do is apologize.
Seriously, a lot of excuses.
Sorry.
But so we are here. We are together on Brooke's family's patio.
Yeah, back patio.
Back patio, and it's beautiful. Drinking claws, you know, what's better?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
And right this day and age, not a lot.
Not a lot.
Man.
Too many things going on.
Hey, we were actually just wondering, well, we were asking the question. Let me start over. I was asking the question. I asked it. I've asked this question so many times.
What?
How do people still want to listen to you and I?
We don't know. I don't know.
Like, for real.
We were just talking about it.
I mean, there are people out there, clearly, because we read comments
to
you that they're like, wow. You guys are so stupid. How do you have a platform? And we're like, we don't know.
We don't know. We don't know.
Sometimes, you know what it is? Sometimes people don't need to be fucking inspired or taught anything. They just want to enjoy some time.
We are definitely not inspirational.
And have a laugh.
Yeah.
In fact, let's talk about that, Gina. How annoying is it? Let's talk Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Not annoying. We find it annoying.
Yeah.
How dumb people, I feel like what I see is mostly women, but it's definitely people, men, women, whatever, they, that try so hard to be inspirational. Like they post.
We've had this conversation
and
before.
I have friends that do this, you guys. So it's like I'm bagging on it, but I still love my friends I still love them.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with people wanting that.
No, it's just more. I just wonder, I can't understand.
I wonder who's buying it. You know?
But clearly a lot of people.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, you know what? If it's serving a purpose, let me paint a picture. You post a selfie of yourself looking fly as fuck. And then the whole caption is like talking about how you get through a cheat day on your diet.
Right.
And how you've done it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the hard times and the good times, but it becomes so, we're in a world of way too many people thinking that they're like, what they want to do in life is be inspiring. And what I think is the people that I find the most inspiring, they're never out to get a fucking like,
right?
They're never doing it. Or living their life or making choices or going through like the roughest times ever and getting through them because they're like, you know what this is going to do one day? Inspire someone.
I'm inspiring.
Literally, fuck.
You know, we should actually change it from influencer to inspirer.
Inspirer. Are you an inspirer?
What do you want to be when you grow up, little Janie?
An inspirer.
Wow. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to inspire somebody. But I guess for me it would depend on why.
Who are you inspiring?
Or why?
Yeah.
Do you want to inspire some like people in your lives, people that are close to you? And why do you think you're inspiring? It feels, I mean, now that I'm talking about it, it feels a little like you're full of yourself.
Yes.
Like I'm here to inspire others. It's like, who are you?
Well, and the thing
who are you?
It's just like you have, okay, let's say two people. Also, I'm just going to come back to the question I posed at the beginning, like how does anyone still listen to us? But back to what I was saying.
Yes.
Back to what I was saying. Got two people. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's say it's me and you. Okay.
Hey, who do you think would be the most inspiring?
No, it's more like this. Like we got, you know,
I got M&M
through,
in my tooth.
Through hard M&M? You got M&M?
I got a peanut M&M in my tooth.
Nice.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Through hard work and dedication. Through fucking life. You know, let's say we'll paint this picture. We'll make me the shitty one and Gina the good one.
Thank God.
Through fucking life and dedication to her career. You have a really amazing career in this. In this predicament.
I appreciate that.
In this imaginary situation,
yes. Mm-hmm.
People are aware of her, right? And so they follow her. And she's just going through some hard shit and good shit, life, ebb and flow.
Right.
Which, you know, everyone deals with it constantly. Every time you have some good stuff, you're like, oh man, oh, this was really good. Better prepare myself for what's to come next.
Yeah. Hammer's going to drop.
Yeah.
At some point.
And you have someone who like, they're just in it. Like Gina, she's just in it. She's in it. She's trying to just stay dedicated, like raise her family and do what's right and like pay her bills and keep working hard. And she shares that. She has people that pay attention to her and they want to know what she's got going on. So she shares it because she's vulnerable and she like wants to know, like, you know what? I want to be open with some people, you know, with people through as much as possible without oversharing.
Mm-hmm.
You like this? Sorry, yes. This is you.
Uh-huh.
This is the imaginary you.
I love that. And I love that my inspiration is paying my bills.
I'm just saying, like, no, people have normal ass shit that no matter how glamorous you think their life is, they have normal shit that's stressful.
Right.
And through her just, you know, sharing, you know, bits and pieces of things she's overcoming without trying to be like, hey guys, listen to what I went through and let me tell you how I got through it.
So that I can inspire you.
Yes. It's like, it's, you know what it is? It's the intent. It's like,
wanting to be inspirational is almost like, I don't know, for lack of a better word, like a God complex.
Yeah.
Like I want to be seen as important and it's feeding something in me, mm-hmm. which feels selfish.
Yeah.
In a way.
And then I feel like it's coming from the wrong place. So it's hard to take what you're saying.
Right.
Because wait, it's like if someone does something nice for you, but they only did it because they want you to recognize it and thank them and then praise them for it.
Right.
And if you don't, then they're like, oh, you're a piece of shit.
Right.
And you're like,
right.
Wait a second. My dog died and you sent me flowers.
And that was
I had
really kind.
It was so kind of you. And because I didn't take a picture of them and post on my Instagram and thank you for being the best friend ever, now you hate me?
To a bunch of people I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, it's a rabbit hole
it
for
really
sure.
It is.
Yeah.
I see pictures and posts all the time. And I'll tell you this. I've seen posts like countless times. I've tried to figure out like, what do I do on social? It's constantly changing. It's constantly adapting algorithms. Like it's becoming very difficult for me to understand. And I'm like, well, obviously I want to expand my reach. I do. And it's not just because I don't want to influence people, more people in a really positive way and hopefully bring some joy to their life. But I want to be bigger and keep growing so I can, you know, have a future and a career that's so much
because I think
just right now.
I think there's nothing wrong with saying that there's a certain amount of, what do you call it? Not support, but,
it's
a business.
100%. If you look
it's a business.
Look at TikTok.
That's what I'm saying.
You
it's
have,
a
like,
business.
These, like, you know, like 16-year-old kids making millions
right.
off of dance videos.
Right.
And that was just them having fun. Not inspiring at all.
Not inspiring at all.
Like, what did you do? You can't like take a teenager and be like, oh, I have something to learn from them. Right. You know what I mean?
No, I know. I know.
And most of those teens on TikTok, you would then think like, oh, well, younger kids would have something that they could look up to and learn. But hopefully none of your young kids are learning anything from those
TikTok.
Teens. You know what I mean? Learning how to be, I don't know.
Self-obsessed.
So self-obsessed.
So self-obsessed.
And I'm sure, you know, there might be people listening to this being like, well, Brooke, you're kind of self-obsessed. I mean, I would completely 100% argue that.
I would too.
Not at all.
I don't think.
I talk about my chia pet. I've told you about, is that self-obsessed?
No. I think the difference is that, and we've talked about this before, is that you're.
Look at my pants right now.
They look good. Everyone's like, I want to see her crotch.
Also, their white shorts get very dirty.
I think that if becoming an influencer is a secondary thing to doing what you love, great.
And if it's
showing who you are, great.
And the people and like being, that, though, they're influencing and inspiring in such a more genuine, not forced natural way that you almost don't even realize you're being inspired.
Right.
They like mind trick you.
Mind fuck you.
Yeah. They're
everyone's fucking your mind right now.
God, that reminds me of Superbad when he's like, I think it was Superbad.
I don't know.
He says, I hope you're wearing a condom. I got a dirty mind.
I didn't remember that.
I can't remember what movie it's from.
I don't know.
Hey, if you guys know the movie reference, email us.
I think that if it comes, if you are just being your true self and you're, you know, maybe really good at something or you're going, like you said, going through a hardship and wanting to share that with other people, and then you become, you're given opportunities that come from that as far as becoming, you know, getting more followers and, you know, getting sponsors or whatever, then that's fine. I mean, it's all fine.
Okay, but I have to
say
this.
What?
Because this is actually maybe like, I'm about to shit on myself.
Okay, shit on yourself.
I'm going to shit on myself because.
But if you're going to shit on yourself, you got to do it.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Like, I have an opinion, right? Or like something that like I feel, which I'm going to tell you. And you're going to agree with me.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
And then I feel like I, especially like through the years, I am just so... It's not that like we try, me and Gina don't try to like please everybody at all. I mean, like,
true.
So many people get so offended. We really don't care. Okay. That's why it's like, here, we give you a warning. Like, don't come here if you get offended easily. Cause what we want to talk about is like real shit and be able to have real conversation about it and change each other's minds.
Right.
Or like talk about how we feel and then really dive deep into it as much as our mental capacity can handle.
Which isn't much.
And then see if we can expand our idea or our thoughts or whatever.
Right.
But I swear to God, I find many things more annoying, but I'm going to say it the way I was going to say it anyways because it feels funnier. I find nothing more annoying than people who take pictures of themselves crying and then post it.
Oh, fuck.
Right?
I was trying to figure out where you were going with that.
Yeah, right there.
And as soon as you...
I was going there. And here's the thing. It's like, this is why I'll shit on myself. Because of this.
Shit on yourself.
First of all, first opinion.
Okay.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Right? Like... Initially, you're like, oh, that must be a Facebook post.
Right.
But no, that happens everywhere. And then you could be like, well, what if it's like a cry for help? And it's like, well, it might be. And in that moment, I'm going to shit on myself because I was, you know, I just assumed like, hey.
Well, yeah.
How about not, you're not how, why are you
taking, you don't want it to come across as like being insensitive.
Yes. Or
yeah, like if like, you're I'm sad, not, you're I'm, sad. Yes, I get it.
I'm not insensitive at all. I am so sensitive.
I'm going to tell you what.
And that's why it's like, I can tell you initially. That those kind of posts, I immediately am like, what? No, well, I'm not going to read this. And then I will immediately think about how I felt about looking at that. And then I'll start to be self-aware. This happens all the time, you guys, because I think a lot. Be self-aware, like, well, you know, like, I'll already start to, like, not understand, but empathize with the situation and the fact that like we're just very different and different people have different followers and different following and we feel different things and we share different stuff. And the people that follow me or follow someone who posts a photo of them sobbing their eyes out like nose bubbles.
Right.
Of boogers. Like we're just different. And so whoever is going to gravitate towards that, they need that. You know, they understand it. It connects with them. And I'm just not someone who connects with it. So I still stand behind the fact that like I'll never be interested in someone posting a photo of themselves crying. Unless it was like, I just won the Olympics and I'm crying.
Right.
Here's a picture
right.
of me.
Right.
Or like I have a photo of me like at the CrossFit Games. Like so emotional. But like I'm talking like selfie, ugly crying. At home, in the bathroom, in a robe. And I've seen so many of them.
I wonder. Okay.
Like, how is it when you feel that shitty? Like, you feel that shitty.
Right. You're you
like,
feel that shitty that you run to your phone.
You run to your phone.
To you don't take just, a video of yourself because you're like, you know what? This will inspire other people to also be okay with crying. And it's like, well, maybe. But also,
or you could just tell that story that feels on a podcast.
That may be authentic to that person, and I don't want to take away from their grief or their pain or anything. And I understand people trying to inspire other people to be open about their pain or their grief, but that is the last fucking thing that I'm going to do is run to my phone to take a video or a picture of myself crying because I'm crying. I'm sad.
Well, and the thing
like, I'm not thinking about my phone. I'm not thinking about, I really want other people to see me doing this.
It's because you want someone to, you want all the people to tell you it's okay.
Right.
It's because it's in search of something. Right. It's in search of, that's what we talk about, you said, like with kids, right? Like self-absorbed. They need people to tell them how pretty they are.
Right.
We need people to tell us how athletic we are, how successful we are, or we know how successful we are and we just want to like fucking, we just want to make people feel less about themselves because it's like, oh, look at me. I'm 17 years old and I'm taking a picture in a private plane. Turns out it was actually a plane I paid like $1,000 to just take a picture right. in. But everyone now thinks I'm going somewhere in a private plane.
Right. Yeah.
It's all about the, it's a persona. It's all about the image.
It's like creating. Yeah. It's creating something that's not real.
I can tell you right now, the last thing I would ever want to do if I was really grieving about something, like upset, maybe I'm just hormonal and emotional, I don't know, maybe I stubbed my fucking toe, it's not gonna be like,
take a picture of it.
Take a picture before my tears dry up.
right
because I really need to post this week.
Yeah,
it's insane. People are insane, man. Life is insane.
People are insane.
Oh,
we are in a like we're just like a self-obsessed society.
Oh, yeah.
We're completely self-obsessed.
With so many issues.
Oh, my God. It's, yeah, it's disturbing, to be honest. It's concerning, really. And I don't know.
My mom's sneaking around right now.
She is. She goes over there. She's like getting into the barbecue. She goes, oh, man, I hate it when they do that. And I was like, what? She's like, birds.
Birds.
They get up under the cover and they pooping? She goes, yeah.
I was trying to get her. I'll be on the podcast today. My mom, what was the year? 45?
43. Yeah.
My parents just celebrated a few days ago. 43rd
anniversary.
Their 43rd anniversary.
They're the cutest. Oh, wow. Excuse me. That was a great one.
Were you a little jealous?
A little bit. Yes. Yeah.
We need two.
Yeah, her mom just asked if we wanted one of those, and it was a White Claw.
Yep. We tried to get her to have one.
Oh, God, I smelled that. I actually inhaled that. Oh, it's just like salami. Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm disgusting.
Oh, my God.
I wish I could say to you that I'm single, but recently,
I literally
proud to say I'm not.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
Oh,
that's my very personal life. If I ever start crying because of this man, though, I'll be sure to take a picture and post it on my Instagram. Thanks, Mommy.
Oh,
actually, you know what I'll do? I'll do one better. I'll be like, Mom, hurry, take a picture.
Fuck. <That's> funny. Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking back to just what we just discussed, right?
Yeah.
There's a market for that.
What?
Clearly. People want to hear this conversation. Clearly.
Burping?
No. I mean, yeah, but no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm disgusting. We're disgusting. I love that I say I'm. We're. Very.
Oh, you felt alone in that?
I did. And then I was like.
Because you were like, Gina, you're not really being forthright with your disgustingness.
No, I just thought that it was like rude of me to not include you.
I appreciate you for that.
For sure. I FaceTimed Gina last night.
Yeah.
And she was a little drunk. She was coming here in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was posed by a friend of hers that was at her house with her. I hadn't seen her. I was in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the time change, we hadn't really FaceTimed her, maybe a little bit, but we love each other. We're soulmates. And I mm-hmm. missed her. And we're talking.
We are.
How we normally do. And this person says, how are you guys allowed to be alone without parental supervision? And I said, and I quote, I was like, I mean, we have it when my mom's around, but the fact is that she loves it.
She does love it.
She pumps it up.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, Daniel, so I told him that I was our friend Daniel that we've talked about before, that I was coming out here, and I've had a few injuries lately. So it's been hard for me to work out because from the bike accident that I had, I still have issues through my chest. And then I fell off the, when Marcus knocked me off my bike.
Launched
no, he did
you.
Not. He
Launched
didn't. It was.
You.
He felt so bad.
She's so nice.
And then I fell down my friend's stairs and basically broke her dog gate with my butt And so I can't deadlift because it hurts. Like, I feel like I maybe, I don't know, I did something to my butt. And anyway, so he's like, okay, you're going out there. It's a friend of ours' birthday this weekend. He goes, Gina, just do me a favor.
And if you were to get hurt, it would be this weekend.
It would be. He goes, hey, just do me a favor. When you go out there, just, you know, you're drinking and everyone's chanting, you know, Gina, Gina, Gina. He goes, don't do that something stupid like the crate challenge.
I would never. First of all, hang on.
But there was a part of me.
Yes, I've seen the crate challenge, but I 100%. If you, first of all, I would never let you do it.
Right.
Just like you wouldn't let me do it.
No.
Second of all, if I did, if you were like, yeah, no, I can do it. And like somehow I was drunk and I'd be like, yeah, you can. I would still be underneath you like this.
I know.
Okay, I got you. And I would take so much impact away from you.
I know. But yeah, and it was funny because at first I was like, oh, come on. And then I thought, that actually makes sense. I would be easily coerced into doing something like that. Again, no parental supervision.
Nah.
Nah. But yeah, I know. And it was funny because Brooke was in Florida. And so she had FaceTimed me. And then she and a friend were going to a bar. And then I get this text or a voice note that says
you
that
FaceTimed
you were going
me.
On a mechanical bull.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And I said was
drunk.
No, the nose. don't go on a mechanical bull. What are you doing?
By the time I saw that text, I was off the bull.
It was already after.
But I tipped the driver.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, tips, and I'll make you look really good up there. And I was like, say less, buddy. Took a 20 out of my pocket. Went to the bar and I was like, hey, can you break this? So many college kids in there. I was like, and I was, oh my God, you guys, Florida, damp.
Oh, it's very damp.
So it's damp.
Wet. It's wet.
I got off that bowl and I was so sweaty. Like, got out of a pool sweaty. And then even better than that, so we couldn't drive. Shouldn't.
Smart choice.
Couldn't. So got a hotel. I woke up the next morning.
Were you a mess?
Impressive hair.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So here's the thing.
Yes.
I pay for my hair. And you know what? I wish I didn't have to. I wish every day. Literally. I wish that I love having long hair. I really do love it. I really would love to not have to have hair on my head that isn't growing out of my scalp. That'd be so great. And, but I'm not there yet. You know, that's not me.
Right.
And like my hair, my bangs, I get this like super rocker. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like my like super rocker fringe look across my face with my bangs. And then because I was so sweaty, I had like weird waves and then like straight hair.
Well, it's because you have two different kinds of hair.
Yes, and my hair is wavy.
So it's like your hair is one and then the extensions are another one.
And then, because we hadn't planned to stay,
mm-hmm.
right? I was up early,
mm-hmm.
standard. So I went downstairs in my night before clothes.
Walk of shame.
And I could not find a hair tie. I had no hair tie. And I'm like trying to figure out like, how do I leave this place?
Right.
How do I walk in public? And I was like, well, just pushed. I tried to like run my fingers through my hair.
Well, that's when you just go, this is me.
Put my like sunglasses on my head to kind of push my hair back.
Like a pretend headband.
Pretend headband. And I go down there and it was like just the ultimate walk of shame. And I'm like, where's the continental breakfast?
Where are the treats?
They had so much great food for the continental breakfast. It was great. And I was like, can I take this upstairs? I was like trying to get food for not just myself. And then you should have seen me trying to walk plates of shit.
Just balancing them.
I had like multiple plates and I had like orange juice under my arm. And I'm walking to the elevators and the woman at the front desk is like, do you need my help? And I was like, I literally looked at her, probably still drunk. And I was like, hey, watch this. And I just lift my leg up and toe. I don't know if it was my knee or my toe.
To push the button.
I felt so proud of myself. And then as soon as I got off the elevator, though, I was like, oh no, can't get my key out of my pocket.
What now?
I had to set everything down.
Put something down.
Yeah. Well, I get up fairly early most days.
Yeah.
I wake up. I don't necessarily like get up and get going unless I have something I really have to get up and get going for. Mm-hmm. But I do get up, walk around, maybe a shower.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the need to get my day going.
Uh-huh. Yep.
If I'm drinking, it's worse.
Uh-huh.
If I've drank the night before, I'm up even earlier. And when I say up early, typically I set my alarm for 7:30 and I'm always up well before my alarm, awake. And I try to stay in bed or go back to sleep like until my alarm goes off. If I've been drinking the night before, I'm usually up closer to like 6.
5:30. It's fucking annoying.
I know. What am I like in the morning? What am I like when I wake up in the morning?
You guys, I think we've talked about this before. She's so annoying. As much as I love her.
What was the show we were watching? I was like, is that me?
No. What? Oh.
What was it?
I can't
remember.
Was
it a musical?
It is like waking up to a musical, like a Disney musical.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's like, good morning, and then it's like she's singing, and she's running around, and she's just opening drapes, and the light's coming in, and blah, 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 blah. She's just talking a mile a minute. Like, you're just like, literally, like, I'm just trying to open my other eye right now, and you won't shut up.
She's like, hey, lay back down.
Yeah, I just need a moment. Give me a moment. But, it's
100% worse if I drank the night before because I have this deep need to.
I almost feel like it's like you feel shame.
Yeah.
For like it's having not,
it's
drank.
Not, it's not shame.
Yeah, I kind of think it is.
No, I think that years ago when I used to be a top level athlete.
Like you feel like you still need to be like productive.
That's it.
Yeah.
If I haven't been drinking, I still wake up early. But I'll usually wake up. I might like get on my phone, check my email, play a game.
Play a game or watch TikToks.
Yes. And which normally Gina usually gives me shit. She's like, I'll have like something. Gina will turn the TV on and she's like, and then Brooke, it has her TikTok on. Guys, I just like to swipe. There's some funny shit in there and also plenty of dumb shit I don't need to watch.
You sound like an old married couple.
We are old married couple. We're soulmates.
I know.
And she'll be like, and then Brooke has the volume turned all the way up on her phone. Normally. Yes, I do. Yes. I do. And I will turn it down.
I know.
But normally it's like, I hear you. I hear you, baby. But there have been a few times that Gina has done that to me. She'll be on Instagram though. And she'll be watching a reel or a video a friend sent her. And she does it. And I don't say anything. I just take.
So you're
choosing to say it. I just do
you're
a
like,
tally.
Hey, remember?
No, I just do a tally.
So you're like, you've done it 6 times.
I just think to myself, like, you've done it enough that if I'm sort of aware of it now for myself, like, we're balanced out.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
I know. No, you're not. Because there's times like when I have been doing it and I was like, oh, wait. Okay, never mind.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm doing that thing I always give her shit for.
Yes, I do.
And I just lay there and be like, I just think to myself, wow, that's fucking loud. No problem here, though. I love you.
Oh, my God. Oh. On the plane here today,
yeah,
the guy I was sitting next to.
Oh, the one that talked to you when I picked you up?
Yeah. He was so funny. He had headphones on, but he was playing a game.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't realize that the sound was still on his phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, were his headphones even plugged in?
I don't know. They were wireless.
They were
wireless. And so I just kept looking at him. Dude, I had like the weirdest, this always happens to me. It was like that guy, he was very sweet, by the way. But
he was. I pick her up and her and I are in an embrace.
Oh, like, yeah.
Loving each other because I haven't seen her in way too long. I go, a week without seeing her is like fucking 10 years.
And same.
It's bad.
It's brutal.
We're like hugging and I can see him. He's literally standing behind her and I can see him kind of being like, like he's like trying to get her attention. And I'm thinking like, back up, buddy.
We're in an embrace.
Yeah. And then finally I was like, hey, what do you need? And that's what I said. Yeah. And he was like, and he like goes to her and he goes, hey, that place I was telling you about, Tuacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, Tuacon.
Yeah. No, he was cute. He was very sweet, but he was like chatting me up later. But yeah, his volume was way high on his phone playing this game and it was so annoying. And I just wanted to, I mean, there's a part of me, like a lot of people would be that person that would like tap him on the shoulder and be like, hey, you know, your volume's up or whatever. I would never do that. But there are other people that would.
100%.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there.
I want to do it. Which means we're pussies.
100% pussies. Yes. But then there was a guy,
don't want to hurt their feelings.
In front of me sitting. And I have this thing where I just like, this happened on another plane that we were on.
Yeah.
I stare at the back of people's heads on the plane.
Oh, like that guy that had, what was the state? Oh,
I said.
What was the state?
I can't remember.
Dude, me and Gina.
It was like Idaho.
We take off and we're like.
No, it was Idaho.
We're in different seats.
Yeah.
Was it from Montana?
Yes.
And.
Because we made our flight separate, yeah, we were in different seats.
We were waiting because there were empty seats. And so we were waiting until we could ask someone, like, can I move? Can she move?
Right.
And she's texting me and she goes, dude, the wrinkles on the back. This guy kept like pushing back on his seat. He's sitting in front of
me. I hate that, by the way.
Pushing back. Yeah. Pushing back. And every time he pushed back, he was bald and he'd get all these head wrinkles. And she goes, it looks exactly like the state of Idaho. I was like, take a picture, send it to me.
Yeah, well. Yes. So it was the state of Idaho, but I was going to try to take a picture, but then he wasn't doing it anymore. So of course, you know, opportunity missed. But this dude, no joke. And you know, I'm sorry for people out there that have this issue, but like he had very, very, very short, thin hair all over his head, but he had, flakes like almost like when you see a baby and they have like cradle cap.
Yeah. I've known some people like that.
Yeah. It's called dandruff.
But that's, more intense.
That's what Brooke's mom said. Well, no, it's more.
There's
it
people
was like,
that it's more intense. It's like skin. It's a skin thing.
It wasn't psoriasis. No? I don't think. No, I feel like it just was very dry skin.
Yeah.
But I started to get super grossed out because I had ordered a coffee. They brought me my coffee and he started scratching it. And I could see the skin flakes coming off. And I was like, my God, I'm going to end up drinking this guy's like scalp, basically.
Did you drink your coffee?
No. I put my hand over it. I also have a really weird thing with that. If somebody farts in a room because I, you know, poo particles.
Yeah.
I will put my hand over my drink.
Smart.
Because I don't want it to get in there.
Smart.
Yeah. So.
So let's say we're at a bar.
Okay.
Because I've tried to figure this out.
Okay.
You're at a bar. Uh-huh. There's the idea of like never take your drink in with you into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if it's like a full drink and you go by yourself? Do you leave it outside or do you?
Well, you can't leave it. Okay. So just take it in. This thing. You risk getting poo particles in your mouth because. You would never leave it outside because
you'll
what's
get roofied.
Worse, poo particles or roofied?
Fucking
roofied.
Poo particles.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, roofied. So no, you always go with poo particles over roofies. Yeah, no, I would never. You know what I would do? Honestly, I have to go to the bathroom.
Mom, would you rather have poo particles in your drink or get roofied? Mom, do you know what roofied means? What does it mean?
She said, yeah.
That's 100%. That's 100%.
You have to repeat what she just said.
She goes, when someone slips you a little roofie, I thought she said roughie, a roofie, and you don't know what you're doing, who you are, or where you're going, or what's going to happen next.
That's true. Don't want that.
No, probably end up sick.
Yeah, I know.
I think I got roofied in Vegas one.
You know what I would do?
Time.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
She said, I'd take this shit in my drink because I need to know where I'm at and what I'm doing.
You mean, oh yeah, poop That's particles.
Right. Yeah.
Poop. I'll take some poop.
I'm going to take some poop.
Yeah, I'll take some poop.
Poop. You do say poop weird.
Poop.
Poop.
Say poop.
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 No, that's not how you say it.
Oh, you have to poop.
No, poop.
Poop.
You gotta poop. Fuck. No, but honestly, in that situation, it wouldn't even be like a choice because I would probably just down the drink.
Yeah, that's actually
I wouldn't even
smart.
Have to take
that's
it into the bathroom. I just freaking shoot that shit.
You're like, what do I do?
Yeah. Oh no, I only have two choices. Guess what? No, I don't. Got a third. Down this fucking drink.
Yeah.
So.
Poop. Hey, I have to poop.
Poop.
Poop? Fuck, there's so many things I didn't even realize I said weird. And now I have
she
more.
She says so
have,
many things
I have
weird.
More than just Gina just like commenting on things I say.
Yeah. I like it.
I was telling you inside, the last thing I said that someone commented on was I was saying, oh, you want to go downtown? I said downtown.
Downtown. You go downtown.
Downtown.
But it's like nyang nyang.
Wow. Is it that shitty?
No. That's an over exaggeration. But it's like, hey, you want to go downtown?
Just downtown. Yeah. Like, I think I say downtown. I don't say this. I don't go down. My mouth doesn't move.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Do you know what I
right.
mean? Like, look at me.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah, because you're silent. You're like this.
It's like downtown. It's like out wide. Oh, oh yeah, you want to go down?
You still can't do it.
Minnesota.
No, you still can't do it.
What one?
Just downtown.
Downtown.
That's not how you say it, though.
No, I'm saying I can say mine. Okay, what are you going to do tonight? We're going to go get a drink downtown.
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 I know, but my mouth's like
your mouth. Okay, say it.
Downtown.
Do it again. Look at me. Don't look at the camera.
Okay. I'm not.
I'm trying to
downtown.
Mimic. You're still going downtown. Your
no,
mouth.
You go downtown.
Oh, I know. I know what I do. Downtown.
I just say, okay, yeah, we'll go downtown.
And I say, oh, yeah, okay, we're going to go downtown.
No, you go downtown.
Fuck. I need
a speech therapist.
Speech therapist. Downtown.
No, you don't. I love the way you talk.
Gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Dude, I'm gonna.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? This has been riveting, I'm sure. We got to wrap this up because Brooke's
dinner's
mom
ready.
Is cooking some amazing food as usual. I get here and it's like there's just a friggin' plate full of. Well, she's like, oh, okay. I got some old bananas.
Dude,
so
okay.
I just made these banana blondies.
When I was in Florida, I was FaceTiming her and she's in the kitchen. She goes, oh, I was just making literally this thing I came home to last
yeah.
night. Blondies. And I'm just
which is like a white brownie, right?
Yeah. I'm just whipping up some like caramel frosting.
Yeah.
Was it caramel frosting? I feel like that's what she said. But
it was like molasses or caramel or something.
So good. And I was like, oh, okay, mom.
I know who does that.
Just whipping it up. It's like literally I could never even, if I had children, there's no fucking way ever I could live up to just like that standard.
No, I know.
Of what she accomplishes in a day.
I know.
Like, it's ridiculous. Yeah, you know, I got all this shit done. I was up at 4:30. I went to the gym I was in the 5 a.m. class. I came home. I've got all these kids
your mom
I take care
is
of.
That, no,
the whole
your
house,
mom
the
is
house
that
is
annoying
clean.
Person on Facebook
Dude,
without
she
posting
is.
It. She's actually that person.
I got all this shit done. And then also I was like, oh, I have like all these bananas that need to be used. And oh, you know what I'll do? What else do I have? Oh, I'll make banana blondies. And I'll just like, oh, make some frosting to go on top. And then I'll just put it in a pan and I have a perfect lid for it. And we'll just like set it on the counter and people eat it when they come by. And I was gifted with my father's appetite. I get here last night, you guys. I fly in. My parents pick me up with their newest, cutest puppy. My mom got my dad a new cow dog. He got a little mini Aussie. His name is Aussie. And he's so beautiful for their anniversary.
Well, hi, Gunner.
And I come in the kitchen and I notice, like, there's treats on the counter, standard at my house. Not just the peanut butter M&Ms. And I open it and I was like, oh. And I cut like a little piece. And I hadn't eaten like all day. So I was hungry and I was going to, my mom had other food in the fridge. I was going to do, she made mashed sweet potatoes. And then barbecued pork. Roast barbecued beef. She'd cooked in the crock pot all day. It was a roast, blah, blah, blah. So good. So I'm getting that out. But then I decided like dessert first. Duh. And I didn't cut a slice that I would eat. I cut like a sliver of the slice I was going to eat throughout the night. So I had a bite and I looked at my dad, and I'm very known for night eating. I wake up like anywhere between like 2 and 4 a.m. wide awake, ready for the day. And the only thing that can put me back to sleep is a snack. And not a lot. I don't eat like a massive snack. It's like a small snack.
Yeah.
And I took a bite of that last night and I looked at my dad and I was like, I'm going to need you to lock me in my room tonight.
He said he was going
to. Oh my God.
He's going to shock you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, she used and I'll probably piss myself.
Old bananas and made this banana bread blondie with this mom frosting type. What was it?
That's just a caramel.
It's a caramel frosting. Cheesecake or what?
No.
It's not cheesecake. How'd you make it? Butter, brown sugar, powdered sugar, literally just the nectar of gods. It was very good. And it's terrible for you. I took a bite and then I went back for a second one and a third one. And I was like, wow, this is bad for you. Oh, she says you also cook it on the stove. Brown sugar, add powdered sugar. Something else.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
I know. I can't stop laughing.
Like, I wish I could probably be, I have the appetite of my father. Not mad about it, but it's like, if it's around, it's very hard. Like, I have to either not have any. If I don't see it, not a problem.
Right.
Like, even like when she does cookies or whatever, if it's in the freezer, unless I really, really want it, I won't go looking for it. At that point where I like want it so bad and I also feel like I deserve it or I worked out super hard or I haven't eaten all day, I know exactly where it is. I'll go and get it. But if it's not easy for me to grab, I won't go and get it. But there's always something on the counter. Very easy to grab. It's
very easy to grab here. Very easy.
Yeah.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. We will talk to you guys next week. We have some guests coming up.
Yes.
We're very excited. We're going to try to jam pack like 4 episodes in this weekend.
Hopefully,
until Brooke and I are back together. But anyway, we love you. Thank you for listening and
talk to you next week.
Bye.